107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Lots happening at the local community food center. Joining us in the studio is Julie Docker-Johnson, along with Dave Mabee for a special workshop that's coming up. We're going to get all the details. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie.
Now, I know both of you just recently participated in the Stratford 5K Run Walk, and what a success that was. Dave, I know you were running, and Julie, behind the scenes, like I was kind of behind the scenes. Wow. Wow, what a day that was.
Right. To be clear, I did not run. I was just giving out the medals. However, there is somebody in the room that had a personal best at running. So it's about that.
Yeah. And yes. It was for the local community food center. This was the Stratford 5K Run Walk, which was such a success. And Dave, let's talk about, you had a personal best at this?
Yeah. I put up a 20:51. So I was pretty pleased with that personal best, which anytime you can do that, it's hard not to be pleased with.
Right. Fantastic.
So, I was there with my run club, which has been going on for about 4 or 5 months, and we had a solid team there, and we made some money for the local community food center, so the whole thing was great to be part of, and to see the way the running community came together for this event was pretty wonderful, and to have such a blessed day to have a run on like that, what a tremendous privilege, and we're just lucky to live in this town and lucky to have such community support, whether it's in running, whether it's for the local community food center, just to celebrate the beauty of our community.
So, you bet.
It's just a real luxury to have that in this town.
You bet. Well, Dave, we're lucky to have you as part of a very special workshop that's coming up with the local community food center. So what's going on here?
Yeah, so this is our second year doing a workshop program at the local. I'm a resilience coach, been at that for a few years now. And over the pandemic, a lot of us, a lot of our lives changed. And I know mine changed considerably. And I had to make a lot of shifts in my life. And I found a real knack for resilience, and what I've really tried to do is show people that we're a lot more resilient than we think we are, and we can plug those skills into our lives to live a better, more powerful life. And we did our program last year, which was very successful, and we're hoping to play on that again this year. This year, we're going to have something a little bit more interactive and a little bit more group-oriented so that people can share together and grow together.
Okay, so it's a series of Wednesdays, is that right?
Yeah, we got 5 Wednesdays lined up from the end of October into November. The program is called Align, Aim, Achieve. So we're trying to figure out where we're at. We want to figure out where we want to go, and then we want to put together a plan to get there.
Okay.
So any time you step into the growth space with ourselves, we have to understand that growth is a journey, not a destination. And what we want to do is just start bringing in little habits that can shift our daily behavior just a little bit, because that daily shift, even a couple percent or a couple degrees, puts us in a completely different spot in 6 months or a year than we would have been.
Yeah.
It's about living a life of focus and aim, so that aim just shifts the way that we live our lives and really helps us make a bigger impact, not only in our lives, but in our community too.
Well, Dave, you are an inspiration, certainly for what you do with the Run Club, with other programs you've done with the local community food center, and with Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank. You're quite an inspiration, so this fits quite well, I would say.
thank you so much, Jamie. It's a blessing to serve. I just try to be a positive example. That's really what I try to do. And I live a very fulfilling life because of those relationships that I've built, whether it's my running club and the great people that attend there, whether it's a relationship I've built with Julie and Margaret down at the local, or my contributions at the Stratford House of Blessing. I wear a handful of hats, as you say, yep. But to say I'm an inspiration is very generous, and I'm deeply humbled by that thing.
Well, Julie, I think you can back me up on this one here.
Oh, you know I can. No, the program last year. It was fabulous. It was amazing to have Dave there to lead it, because he has a different connection with people in the community, and it just brought a whole different twist to the local and to the different things that we do. Mm-hmm. So the partnership is perfect.
Yeah, there you go. So it's Align, Aim, Achieve, an interactive workshop. It's a 5-week journey from where you are to where you want to be. And that's what it's all about. So it's 5 Wednesdays starting October 22nd. So that's coming up fast.
Yes. Yes, October 22nd to November the 19th. It's 6 p.m. till 8 p.m., and it's at the local. Registration would be great. You could just email me or call me, and that's all that's required. But it's nice to have an idea of numbers for many reasons. So, yeah, no, don't wait. And somebody asked me the other day, they thought it was just for, quote-unquote, young people. And that's not the case, because everybody at every point in their life has a different journey, and it does switch and it does change. So whether you think you're young or whether you think you're old or whether you're something in between, it's for everybody.
And did you want to pop in on that, Dave?
Yeah. So really what this is about is perhaps shifting your relationship to struggle or challenge. We want people to understand that struggles aren't necessarily something that we are always going to be a victim of. Of course, there are going to be challenges in our life that set us back. This is part of the human experience, part of the human condition. What this course is about, this program is about, is recognizing those challenges, recognizing those struggles, and empowerment through them. Mm-hmm. Pushing through those, understanding that the obstacle is the way. Mm. Simply avoiding it just leaves you where you are. And being kind of in that victim mindset about the bad things that are happening to us doesn't really move us forward. At the end of the day, as many resources are out there, in today's world, those resources are stretched out. So what we're trying to tap into here is our best resource, ourselves, and really activate our ability to respond to struggle with strength, power, and living our best life and having a life that's as impactful as possible.
All right. Well, there you go. Get signed up. Again, another great program, outreach, if you will, with the local community food center at 612 Erie Street. We'll pass along the details. You can always call them, too, at 519-508-3663, extension 1005. Dave Mabey, a resilience coach, along with Julie Docker-Johnson from the local. And if that's not enough, Julie, we have a Nourish Market in St. Mary's coming up.
Well, we do indeed. We have the Nourish Market the first and third Thursday of every month, and it's at the United Church in St. Mary's. And we have an amazing addition to the Nourish Market starting this coming Thursday, which is October the 16th. We have seen that there are barriers to the Nourish Market, and the biggest barrier was the transportation to get to it. And in St. Mary's, my hometown, it is spectacular in every way, as are the hills. And so the Nourish Market is at the United Church, which is at the top of the hill. So for people who may not have transportation to walk up said hill, to get to the Nourish Market, to buy all your groceries, to come down the hill carrying them, that is a task all in itself, and we discovered it was a big barrier. So we had been working with the St. Mary's and Area Mobility Services to see what can we do? How can we get people there? Because it's good, fresh, affordable food. We buy it wholesale, we sell it wholesale. So between the two of us, we came up with a plan that we would have a shuttle service, basically, that would go pick up everybody on the West End, then pick up everybody and drop them at the Nourish Market, then go East End, bring them back to the Nourish Market, take the West End home, and then do the same for the East. So we had this great idea, but there's a lot of great ideas, but they sometimes require money. So that was our barrier. And then St. Mary's Healthcare Foundation came through and granted us money to do a six-month pilot program to see if having transportation to get to the Nourish Market would decrease the barriers and make sure that more people in St. Mary's had access to good, fresh, affordable food. And it happened. And this coming Thursday, October the 16th, we've got the St. Mary's and Area Mobility Services / Nourish Market bus, thanks to St. Mary's Healthcare Foundation.
Wow, that's a great story. Yeah. Fantastic. Great news.
Yes. No, it is fabulous. And so we have like we have a bus schedule that is on our website and our Facebook page with the times on it where it will do all the different pickups. We think that we've hit like the most populated areas, like the different buildings and where we can, you know, hopefully get the most people on the bus to get them up to the Nourish Market. And the Nourish Market's more than just a market, right? Mm-hmm. You can go, you chat to people, we have samples, we have people who know how to cook with lots of stuff. So it's a good community time as well.
Awesome. Yes. It's about turning great ideas into reality. That's what it's all about. Yeah, right? Dave?
Right there. You can hear it in the story, Jamie. Resilience in action. Here's a challenge. Ugh, maybe we just shouldn't do the nurse market anymore.
Yeah.
Instead, let's reach out to other organizations, and now you're serving more people because you've opened more doors instead of closed them. That's how it works. When you see a challenge, there's an opportunity. Don't run and hide from it. Step into it and see what happens. And this is one of the things with this partnership that I've had with the locals. I see that they live their values this way. Yeah. Okay, we're going to persevere. We're going to push through anything that gets in our way, and we're going to make sure that people get good food. Not just food, but good food. And I appreciate that, and I look forward to a long relationship with them of us trying to help people in our community.
That's what it's all about. Align, aim, achieve, an interactive workshop, and great news with the Nourish Market in St. Mary's. Lots going on. We didn't even get to Bluegrass Brunch. We'll have to have you back in to chat about that, Julie. Julie Docker Johnson and Resilience Coach Dave Maybe. Thank you so much. Inspiring.
Thanks,
Jamie.
Thank
you so much, Jamie.